North and South Korea could really use some peace talks. There are many barriers to this happening, of course. One is North Korea's provocative drive to test and develop nuclear weapons. See its latest launch of a long-range missile right over Japan. Another obstacle? A dozen singing waitresses. And here to explain what that means is the world's Patrick Nguyen. What are we talking about here, Patrick?
Okay, so the first thing to understand is that the North Korean regime operates about 100 restaurants throughout the world. Most of them are in Asia. The star attraction at these restaurants is not the food, which is usually not that great. It's the singing, dancing waitresses. And they swirl around the restaurant and sort of exalt the regime in a very fun and kitschy way. They wear spangly gowns, they play the accordion, the guitar, the drums, they waltz with customers, and they play standards like Country Roads.
This is surreal, Patrick.
Yeah, you know, these women are very, very well trained. Back home, they belong to a very strict arts and performance regimen, and they're usually picked from a very young age to become artists, as young as 9 or 10.
And, like, they've gone to music schools for professional training kind of thing?
Yeah, someone with the government will go around to the primary schools and look for little girls with very big eyes and long legs if they're going to be dancers, or maybe long fingers if they want them to play the piano, and they will be trained to perform for elites in Pyongyang. They're not telling them, hey, little girl, you're going to be a waitress overseas one day. But these women that might end up in the orchestra or they might end up in the national band, if they're maybe not so talented, then they shunt them over to work in these restaurants.
Okay, Patrick, how did these singing waitresses become embroiled in the conflict on the Korean Peninsula?
Great question. Yeah, so last April, at one of these North Korean regime-run restaurants in China, the minders who conduct surveillance on this restaurant from the North Korean government showed up, and 12 of the waitresses had just vanished. They resurfaced in South Korea, and this was totally unprecedented. It looked like one of the biggest mass defections ever.
A political tug of war is playing out in a South Korean court over 12 detained North Korean waitresses who reportedly fled from China. While Pyongyang.
And all of these women are children of elite families. So it looked like a really, really big coup for South Korea. In fact, the government was saying, oh, they planned it themselves. And they did so after watching South Korean soap operas, which just caused their ideology to collapse, and they came running to South Korea. Now, as you might imagine, North Korea had a totally different take. They said they were abducted and swept to South Korea by secret agents. You know, I hate to be the person to say this, but it's plausible that that is true. We shouldn't dismiss that claim totally out of hand because the circumstances are very fishy. But regardless, North Korea has filled its airwaves with the sound of families of these waitresses crying and wailing and begging for South Korea to return their children or else. So the bottom line is North Korea says it's not going to negotiate peace with South Korea until these women are returned back home.
I'm still baffled, Patrick, why these waitresses are so important to North Korea. Like, Pyongyang would blow a peace deal over waitresses?
Yes, and that should actually be taken very seriously. These women have become sort of geopolitical chess pieces. I think the first thing to understand is that obviously right now peace talks are on pause. You know, North Korea is firing missiles over Japan. It's not going to happen until that calms down. But the South Korean president, he has staked much of his reputation on leading Kim Jong-un towards peace talks away from war. So he's come up with these series of steps that can get the ball rolling. Step one, he's like, let's have family reunions. We can cooperate on that. People who are separated between the two nations, let's reunite them. And North Korea says, well, no, you've just kidnapped 12 of our women. You're causing more family rifts. So that's going to have to be settled before the peace talks can even begin. North Korea has really planted its flag on this issue. It said, you know, if you want us to trust you, this is where it starts. You have to give us our waitresses back. It's your move, South Korea.
Country Roads, take me home. The world's Patrick Nguyen. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Marco.
Hey, my kid, there's someone to see. Country Roads.